Hello, it's now 5:15 and I am in Costa Coffee at the top of Tesco Extra store, Tesco Extra in Orpington. Obi's just getting me a coffee. I'm just having a small cappuccino and he's going to get a pair of slippers and then we're going to go for a meal, but I'm afraid we're going to do something I don't normally do, and that's be there when the doors open, I think. The two that are nearest to here are Shimla Pink, which is an Indian restaurant. We looked on the outside of there and they didn't have what time they opened, but I suppose we could look it up online, but the service in here is crap. And the other one is Cafe Medi, which is like a Mediterranean cuisine, and it was one of the ones we were wanting to go to on Valentine's Day, but when we went to book, they were all booked up everywhere. The only one that wasn't booked up was somewhere, I think it was in Petswood, or it might have been Orpington, I can't remember. And they wanted a £10 a head reservation, which is fine, but they wouldn't do it over the phone. We had to go in person, so we just didn't have time to do that. So we didn't end up going anywhere, and that's why we come out today, just to have a day out together. Because Obi's been working a lot of days recently. The last 2 weeks he's been doing 6 days a week, and he's actually worked 9 straight days now without a day off. So then he's working tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, and he gets his new rota tomorrow, so we don't know what's happening next week, but we intend to have more days out like this because we've really enjoyed ourselves. It's quite a big achievement for me to stay out so long, to be honest. Walking around, we've got the bus sometimes between places, but even if it's only 1 or 2 stops, but you know, I have done some walking around. I've been in shops where I find it difficult because it's quite stuffy, like here and Wilkinson's. Yeah? Oh, yes, please. He shouts out Divi across the cafe. Anyway, we've had a good time. Roland's going to feed the animals for me so that when I get home, I don't have to do too much. I've got to do dialysis, of course. It'll be long overdue. And we are going to just pick up McDonald's for the kids.
Put me sugar in it.
No, don't be smug about it. Better not.
I'm not.
No, I don't want sugar in it. Seriously.
Oh, we've ruined it now, but it's all right. I didn't put sugar in it.
You're such a winder.
I've got a snack wafer. You want some?
Go on, then. Why are I fall for your crap every time? I don't know. Because you're like, work.
Not just me. You fall for everyone's crap.
No. Because I'm honest with people. You know what I mean?
No, it's not that.
I don't wind people
you're
up.
You're very, very shinklable, that's it.
Shinklable?
I know you like the word.
That means I'm confused easily.
You just fell for another one again.
Shinklable. Shinkifiable. Shinkific.
You don't want whippers, that's what you said, right? Earlier. Right?
No.
Try that one and tell me what you think.
Are they almond flavour or something? No, they're alright. You have the rest of them, though. How many did you get in the packet?
One pack, I told myself, I said, well, I tell you the one biscuit, I asked you. I said, you want biscuit? He said, no.
Do you want, you have that one?
No. I have two more if you want.
No, thank you.
I'll give me some better. I will get my,
We'll go and get the slippers. Tell him. Bibby? He's got, all right, I didn't know you'd gone. I just didn't know where you'd gone, that's all. The perils of being blind. Nice coffee, not bad. I hope it doesn't fill me up too much. Sorry, I'm doing something really disgusting. Eating on audio boo. Those wafers are quite nice. Very sweet, but nice coffee. I forgot to ask. Decaffeinated, never mind. giving myself an overdose of potassium today. What with the orange juice and this. So Cafe Medi opens at 6. I don't think I can eat a huge amount at all, but I'm sure there's something I can eat in there. I spoke to Ronan and he said Tooth Tooth hadn't been too bad. So that's good. I don't like him being upset when I'm not there, but I'm sure I'm going to be in for a great big load of clamouring when I do get home. Sometimes you get it in here, but Tesco's, it's very, very patchy with Vodafone. It's pretty bad, actually. Where did I put my card on this thing?
I think the other one I want.
Oh.
Oh, I should have gotten that there, sorry,
right? So what, you going to get nothing?
No. Oh, the home is in this section, right? They don't know nothing about it. Can I try your drink?
Yeah, of course you can.
There's no sugar either.
Oh, but it's quite sweet.
That's pure poison. I'm going to just have a look around and speak to someone and ask them, because there's none of where I used to be. Can you give me my iPad?
Where is it?
That nylon bag next to you. But don't worry, I'll get it.
Is it in the bag with the Wilkinson stuff?
Yeah, because I want to get... I want to look for someone, right? It'll be a while, but I'll be back, right?
Don't be too long.
No, I won't be long. I just want to ask them about it. See what I'm saying? But I know it's not there, but you know how I am. I don't like giving my brother a fight. Just to make sure. Let them say it's not there. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I know it's not there. You know where the bag is? Next to you.
Yeah, there.
Put it close to you so you know where it is.
Can you push it close to me?
You're close enough.
Huh?
It's close enough for you.
Yeah, it's fine, thanks. I've got network. Okay.
really nice coffee, actually.
I've got a message from Vodafone. I don't know what they're on about. Probably some promotional shit. I'm really enjoying this coffee. Anyway, I think I'm going to pause this because I want to keep a little bit of battery if I can. I haven't got my earpods in, so I can't hear it. Okay. Very nice. Yeah? Do you get them? All right. What are you eating? No thanks, darling. You have them. I looked at the collars online, but without having the measurements, I really don't want to buy anything. And I couldn't find them in Pets at Home either. I'm sure they sell them, but I couldn't find them online. So I want to go down there. And it's a nice walk down there. You can either go down Cray High Street or through the park by the river, which is nicer. All right, darling. Are they going to check? All right. Yeah, okay. Walking through the outside part of the Walnut Centre just now, and we passed by where they're building a new cinema. I think it's Odeon, which will be really good for Orpington, I think, because the nearest ones now are Bromley, which is a bit of a flea pit, and Bexley Heath, which is okay, but you have to cross a horrible road to get there. So it'll be really good. I'm really looking forward to that. Plus, there's meant to be other shops, I don't know what ones. And I haven't been in that part of the shopping centre, in the outdoor park, for ages, since they've really advanced with the building work. And it's a completely different feeling when you come out of the outdoor park. It's kind of closed in. It's not, but you know, there's like a big, like a wall on your right hand side. It was always open there before. There was all grass and stuff. But I said it's actually quite good for a blind person because you can tell it where the building line ends there with your echolocation. And then you know when to tell your dog to turn right, if that's the way you want to go, before It could be quite, it's not complicated, but sometimes they had all these market stalls there and it was a bit of a mishmash because it wasn't always the same every time, if you know what I mean. But anyway, we were walking down through there and Obi said hello to this person and I said, well, who's that? And he said, it was just some woman and she was really looking at us. Obviously staring, so he thought, as she's staring at us, he'll say hello, and she didn't answer, and I said, some people are so downright rude. I mean, A, to stare at us in the first place like that, and B, just not to respond when he said hello. Why are people so rude? Anyway, I kind of miss Niall today, having Niall with me, but I don't miss the attention from the public. I find that harder to deal with at the moment than I've ever done. Excuse me. It's probably because of my health issues. And, you know, I'm sometimes quite tired when I'm out. And the last thing I want to incur is too much attention from people. I mean, some guide dog owners love it, but it's not my cup of tea. I mean, I know it comes with the territory, you know. There's nothing we can do about it. But I didn't really feel like having to engage with so many people about it today, do you know what I mean? Obviously, if I was coming out on my own into town or going somewhere, I would not either take my dog and use my cane, because I wouldn't see the point in that, or leave him behind. But because I'm with Obi, I, quite frankly, can afford to leave him. But I do intend... Please excuse me. I do intend to start getting out for some walks with him. And if I have enough stamina to do all this, we left home at 12:15 today. It's now about, must be about 5:30. If I've got the stamina to do all this, then I can certainly walk around and do a 20-minute block walk around the streets. So I do intend to get back with him, you know, because it is important to me, especially as hopefully the nicer weather's going to be coming. The warmer days will soon be here, hopefully. I want to get out and about like I used to. I really do. It's not always easy, actually, but it is possible. So we will see. We will see. Rome wasn't built in a day and all that. It makes such a difference to me to get out. Such a difference. Been the last, I suppose, the last year. But, I mean, I do go out sometimes, don't get me wrong. I mean, last week I was out quite a few times, various capacities like hospital, vets, two trips to the vets in one day, and hairdressers. So that's quite a lot for me in a week. Niall came with me to the hairdressers. But anyway, yeah. Are there any luck? Any luck with your slippers?
No, they don't have it. I just got a hat.
God, you like you need a new hat, Divi. Let's have a look. Yeah. It's like the other one, isn't it? It's like your Will I Am hat. It's a bit squashed, that one. Don't get that one. Is it meant to... Oh, I think it's meant to be like... Is it meant to be like that there? okay. I thought someone had sat on it. What colour is it? I think if the kids saw me in it, they'd knock me out. Yeah, you put it on. Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't realise. I didn't realise that was a ledge up there. I thought it was like a barrier, and I thought I was gonna drop it down the other side onto the floor. It's like a hat. I don't know what sort of hat it's got, like with a brim. It's the sort of hat you'd wear in the summer. I'd wear in the summer. Actually, quite nice. I'm not big on hats, but I could do with hats in the, like sun hats in the summer.
I just chopped this one real quick, right?
What?
This.
What?
I'm gonna go chuck it quickly, I'll come back.
Oh, okay, sorry. Have you still got your headphones on? Hello? Are you going to get that hat?
What it says with no sleep. What did you say?
Are you going to get the hat?
Yeah, I'm going to get it. You don't like it?
Yeah, I do like it.
I'm cool, I'll get it. I'm getting a new head warmer too. That my head warmer is messed up. This one's got a love. I don't know what you call that thing. Where it starts to peel off. This is supposed to be, looks better.
What colour is it? Black again?
No, it's blue and white.
What's that badge on the front?
England rugby.
Oh, that's alright.
Oh, I don't have a slipper, so instead of going empty handed, you know, I don't give up easily, right?
Yeah. Have you paid for it yet?
I don't have one, so I will.
No, oh, I know that. Mm-hmm. Where's your other hat?
On my head.
Don't walk out with it on. Yeah, lean forward.
I'm a bitch. I'm a girl for today's the night.
Take
no
your
slips.
Bloody headphones off. Yeah, divvy, dip, dip.
Do you like your cappuccino?
Yeah, I do.
Keep up, keep up, keep up. I don't think you can keep up. You're right. Pardon? You're quite well. Oh, you're right. Here you go. Oh, am I shouting?
He's a little bastard.
Hold up, one second. I'll come close to you. Give me one second. I'll be right here, okay? I want to hear what it's saying. It's all right?
Yeah. He's an old git. The thing is, he's got his headphones on, he doesn't realise he shouts. But the Africans just naturally shout, they do. You want to go to Lagos?
Yeah, can you want to say?
Yeah,
shh. Celebrate Nelson Mandela.
Really? I don't think he meant to be.
Before he became president, that's what he meant to be.
I don't think he meant to be miserable, he just said his singing was loud.
Now, did you hear what it said?
Have you been to Africa?
It's asking if I've been to Africa. No, I haven't.
Oh, yes, you have. Yes, he has. He's born there.
No, I wasn't born there. I don't have the accents.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know, you talk a lot.
That was so rude, saying swearing in front of old men.
Really?
I mean, Whitey whines, but he's a terrible wind up. He's like Ronan.
And in
your
cage seats?
No, I'll stand.
It's a big corner here, I don't know why. Come over here. Take your seats.
Yeah, but
just take yourself a little. Take yourself a little.
If you insist. What about the bag underneath?
I'll get it. Just come over, that's all. That's all you have to do.
Okay, Divi. I've really got to suffer this. There's a bag of Wilkinson's bag under the table that is containing Sir's iPad. Have a look.
Okay, I'm just trying to move our stuff over there.
Where's your iPad?
I got it. Come through. Don't worry, I got everything. Come over here.
All right.
That's a very nice man here. Come over here.
Okay. But take your headphones
off and then you
won't shout.
I've got it off. I'm not shouting. No, sit over there. All right,
sit over there.
We're looking up into actually.
Charles Street
Road,
it's all new. Is that St Mary Cray?
It's past St Mary Cray.
You were born here? Yes.
You know, if you go on R4 bus,
yeah.
You know, it goes past Chelsfield Lane, goes past Rooksley,
yeah.
Then it goes round, goes to Cockman's place.
It's round there, near
Chelsfield,
there.
Road.
Yes, I know.
That's the only.
Yeah. Enormous places. I think the problem is, I suppose, with the weather and that. In the summer, I get about more. Now I tend to go to High Street, then go to Bromley, go to the shops, because the weather, you know, it's cold,
yeah.
Wet, grey, dismal. Later we go with the wife to London, and she's going to come, and she's from Brazil. We go to see a film show, the embassy.
Oh,
awesome. Yes, but it's a very large country. Very diverse, different regions. Go there next month.
Tell me about Mandela. Were you one of the apartheid people?
But,
were you part of the apartheid?
I didn't think so. I was secretary of the anti-apartheid movement.
Is that what you were?
Ken, yes, secretary.
Anti-apartheid?
Yes.
Oh.
And also on the National Committee for Britain. I was also secretary in Mid Wales as a university.
Wow, did you hear that?
Yeah.
There's
no Dennis Brutus, sports band. There's no Peter Hain. There's a goal, so like Swapo, ANC. Funny, these two represent black power factions.
Oh, you've had a wonderful life, actually.
Well, Campaign Against Racial Discrimination, National Committee. I was the only white member, and I represented the black power
factions.
Oh. I used to know someone called David Pitt, who's chairman of GLC. He was a doctor of the West Indies Black Knight.
Oh, really?
And some other people when they became Prime Minister of Caribbean country. I've had a lot of people history.
Darling, can you hear him properly?
Yes, I
can. Oh, thank you, because it's fine. You can talk a bit lower.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I can hear.
Yes, a little short main hour.
No, it's fine.
Not like you.
If I was over there, I wouldn't hear. That's what I'm asking. That's all.
Yeah, I can hear.
Now, maybe you have some hearing problem or something.
No, he doesn't. He's just African.
My wife.
He's just loud.
I don't think Africans are
loud. They are. Nigerians are loud.
I used to know when I was pretty involved in cricket, in Brazil, in the secretary of the cricket club, and I had a friend from Ghana. He used
Ghana,
to play cricket with me, and later on I didn't see him. He was the brother of Kofi Annan, the secretary of
the
cricket. I don't know that. Later on, I knew him, it's just another foreign person like me who's getting together and chat like this. A nice person. I used to know some Manchester, Joe Dankwell. His father was the nationalist leader in Ghana for the Krumah, invited the Krumah back. So I know a lot of people. Generally, I don't talk now.
That's fine, it's fine. You're the man. It's alright, it's cool. I talk very loudly, you know. I think that's why I can't hear
You're all talking all right now. It's because when you've got your earphones on.
Oh, that's the earphones.
It's the earphones. He doesn't realise it.
Older people have hearing problems. Not myself. Say old people with hearing aid. The other day I met someone from the zoo, a friend of a friend. She was about 80, I suppose. A Brazilian lady visiting England. And she turned off her hearing aid.
I didn't know your phone was ringing.
Oh, yes. It's just my wife.
It's just your wife?
No, no, it isn't. Because I was with her a short while ago. Well, it's a panic because phones get to panic. Because she has a hearing problem, my wife, she has tinnitus. Sometimes she talks quite loudly, you know. I know how to talk, but I have a diploma of public speaking and other things. Where is the...
Take your time. It's a wide, wide one. It's a wide entrance, right? Yes, it's a panic. It's a long place. It's a panic. 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 It coming from.
I can feel it. There's a fan, I think.
Yeah. That's why I said to you, it's a bit cooler here.
Yeah, I can feel a slight breeze from, like, from a fan.
Okay, what platform? Okay, I got it there as well. Okay.
You want to pick up?
Okay.
Are you still
on the phone, though?
Right.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
It's alright.
You got a pick up?
Sorry?
You got a pick up?
She's not going to come here, she's going to the station, she's meant to come here.
Oh, okay.
Because she's probably going to go to London, I don't really want to go.
Oh, I don't blame you.
When you're married to yourself, sometimes you do things to go, like a tablet.
iPad.
I used to have one, it was stolen in Brazil. Someone was doing some work
in Brazil.
You know, say someone's doing fixing the windows on the whole block.
Yeah.
And so it's her doors all open. Funny enough, within a short time, this tablet disappeared. And I'm still paying for it because it's stolen. You have to pay for it. You know, for
it's the contract,
next
right?
Year, you know,
I suppose you couldn't get insurance on it somewhere like that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't sure.
No, not even on travel insurance or something like that.
When I was in Paris, someone stole our passports.
Oh, great.
Near the Versailles, Palace of Versailles, only about 5 minutes. We don't know who, because there was a lot of stealing in Paris, you know, near the Versailles, you know, this museum. You wouldn't expect it. We're a big crowd.
I think it can happen anywhere, really, nowadays.
So you just came in here to have a good time by yourself?
Yes, well, I took my wife, I had to go to collect my medicine, go to the doctor, get the prescription, go to the booth, come back 20 minutes later, we're together, then she rushed home with the medicine, because I was very tired, the insulin, three times a day, this injection of insulin. I once met a lady who was helping me in a bookstore in Brazil, the shopping centre, was a customer. And this lady was talking in English, right?
It's the one in Tesco, exclamation mark. Not where we went, full stop, etc.
She gave me a card, I didn't meet a lot of people in life.
Nice place, though. I like Uppington because it's a bit out of London.
I hate it in the summer,
then they're holding onto the pole like that, and because I'm not very tall, I'm underneath their armpit. It's really unpleasant.
Well, it can be difficult. Well, I mean, so on the plane, sometimes they hear you've got foreign voice, and people will bang you. No, not all the people, but unfortunately, human nature, or some human nature, not mine, but a lot of people are like that. It's not the world. I went to a big summit, a BRIC summit in South Africa 2 years ago.
Seems like Africa a lot,
doesn't it? Yes, well, yes, it was interesting.
Well, it's a very interesting